Blog Talk Radio.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, I can see that you were the one I held on to, and I never,
never would have made it.
Oh, I never could have made it.
Never could have made it without you.
Hey.
Somebody just need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm strong. I'm wise. I'm better. Much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger. Now I'm wiser. I'm better. So much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell them, never could have made it.
Never could have made it without
you. Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never could have made
it.
I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm strong. I'm wise. I am better. So much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. But I never would have made it. I never could have made it without you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, good God Almighty, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never could have made it without you.
Singing one more time. All I need is just one more time. Everybody say with me.
Never
would
have made it. Oh, oh, oh. Never could have made it without. It's another Sunday afternoon here on Mafia Radio. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I want to send a special Mother's Day shout out to all the ladies that are tuned in, listening, and that's home handling their business, raising them babies. Happy Mother's Day from Justified and the Men of Faith in Action. Today, I'm a little raspy on the voice, a little under the weather, so please forgive the raspiness. My co-host, Cocaine, will not be in the building today. Had a family emergency and is out there handling that, so we want to keep him and his family in prayer and, you know, let go and let God, knowing that he'll never put more on us than we can handle. What I want to do today is go into some special music honoring mothers. So if y'all just want to sit back, turn the speakers up a little bit, we're going to get into some of this good music. For those of you that are listening online, if you'd like to call in and send out some Mother's Day shout-outs, the number is 646-200-4945, and you press that one button, we will bring you on. We're going to get it started with some Boyz II Men with a song for Mama.
Anything or No one else can be what you have been to me. You will always be, you will always be the girl in my life for all time.
Mama, mama, you know
for me, had always been around for me, even when I was bad. You showed me right from my wrongs. Yes, you did. And you took up for me when everyone was down on me. You always did understand. You gave me strength to go on.
There were so many times looking back when I was so afraid. And then you come to me and save me. I could sense anything. And no one else can do what you've done for me. You'll always be. You will always be the girl in my life. Ooh,
mama, mama.
This song goes out to my mother, the one I love, and the one I lost. When it comes down to thinking about what my mother's done for me, the love she's given me makes it easy to do a song like this. So this one's for you, Mama. I love you.
Said to me, boy, hurry to Sunday school.
Yeah, that was that R. Kelly version of Sadie right there. I'll be bumping that in my ride a lot, you know what I mean? Today is a bittersweet day for me, losing, you know, my mother last year and my wife last month. You know, today just really, you know, ain't the same. But God is still good, and he makes no mistakes, so we praise him at all times. If you're listening online and you want to join this conversation, the number is 646-200-4945. Like I said, my voice is a little craggy today, so we're going to do a little more music than talking. I'm going to go into a justified cut real quick just to let y'all know that no matter what I'm going through, I still stand here and yell out proudly that I'm blessed. Check it out. This is coming up off the new Justified project dropping this summer.
Yeah.
All right.
Let the pen and the pad do the talking for me. Let my praise let the world know who's walking with me. Move by faith, not by sight. Stay calm in the storm, cause it's gonna be alright. I know he won't bring me to it if he won't bring me through it. I just thank him in advance like I already knew it. He already done so much, I'll never give up. And I never confuse me being blessed with good luck. Gotta call it what it is and give him his props. Never take for granted all the things that I got. I might be late on my rent, but I got me a spot. And at least I'm not homeless and pushing a cart. And even though my whip ain't brand new off the lot, I thank God that I'm dipping and I ain't gotta walk. It's always somebody worse and working with less. When I wake up in the morning, I know I've been blessed. Woke up this morning feeling like a blessed man. Peace that passes understanding, so I don't stress, man. I thank God for the grace that he gave me. And if it weren't for him, I'd be going crazy. Too much of a hustler to be lazy. Never ceases to amaze me when I think how daddy raised me. And he planted that seed. He told me always trust God for whatever I need. Read scriptures to me and taught me to pray. He knew if I happened to stray, I'd come back one day. He was promised that. And he kept that faith, still didn't give up hope when I caught that case. So it didn't seem strange when I came home changed. And I never went back, and I went harder on these raps. And now I'm at the top of the game, one of the best. And favor ain't fair, I know I've been blessed. I told myself I'ma let the song cry. Bring a message to the world, let us ask ourselves why. It is like it is, kids having kids. Too many Brendas having babies, it's so crazy in this biz. Lord, tell me why you sent me, how could I be a blessing? Wanna know the world's listening, and they judging my profession. My confession keeps the question coming. I ain't trying to be a saint, I'm just trying to put some paint where it ain't. Never believe when they say that you can't. Gotta keep the faith and believe, and don't give in to the hate. It's never too late, in fact, you can start today. Start to pray, let the old you wither away. What can I say? I'm just a man like you. I go through the same thing, but one thing remains true. What can I say? I'm a man like you. I go through the same thing, but one thing remains true. I know I've been blessed. When I wake up in the morning, I refuse to be stressed. Already know that I'm blessed. They say favor ain't fair, but I know that I'm blessed. Already know that I'm blessed. When I wake up in the morning, I refuse to be stressed. Already know that I'm blessed. They say favor ain't fair, but I know that I'm blessed.
Daddy say, and even to this day, I feel the love over the phone. just a few smiles away from hearing the words I pray one day that I can hear them say, son, I'm proud of you, glad you turned your life around. I was lost, but look at this life I found.
Right now it's feast or famine. Either you're eating or you're starving. houses upside down, foreclosures, government auctions, bargains. It's nasty out here, it's bad. It's awful as one big yesterday. Before yesterday, they picked up my car, got repossessed. What's next? They found cancer in her chest. My little homie mama, man, they talk about cutting off her breath. Ran hella tests, mammograms and stuff. Nervous breakdown, her husband left when it rains and pours us. Somebody got shot today, and everybody know who did it. It's easy to kill a man, but it's harder to live with it. Karma used to take 3 years, but now it only takes 30 minutes. The victim's family shed their tears. Memorial Day, they go to visit the gravesite. The resting place of their family member, man. And then they light a candle and put flowers on it, man. A lot of my folks still here, a lot of my folks have vanished. Gotta provide you with the peanut butter and jelly, but you gotta
let
make
go,
the sandwich.
Let go.
I'm on the line with my relative. She cried. She said he might not come when you call him, but he always right on time.
I said that's
old people talk. She said them old people ain't lying. I was in church the other day and all I put was a dime. A dime, yep. A dime, triple time. I got bread and back today. Just enough to spend, but in a whole nother way. My income tax came in. Got some credit cards to pay. And I owe a couple friends. I said, I'm safe. Ain't nothing to be ashamed. We all in the same boat. But God is in the blessing game. The majority of us broke. We all going through some time. Gotta pray and hold on to your hope. Like a hubcap in the fast lane. My daughter pregnant. And a boyfriend, I'm giving down. Cereal, milk, cheese, and eggs. Apply for the WIC program. EBT. EBT. Electronic Benefit Transfer Card. It's plain to see. Single parents got it.
Missing all my mothers that have gone, but we love them just the same.
Your auntie's sitting here smiling, listening to her warrior. Got some good news.
Happy Mother's Day from Justified Cocaine. Had a little family emergency come up to where he's not on the show today, but you know what I'm saying? We, between the two of us, we hold it down however we have to. So big shout out to Cocaine and prayers up for his situation right now. And sometimes we need not know what's going on, just know that they need prayers. So let's keep them up in our prayers today, huh?
We definitely keep them in prayer, as I do you and your girls.
Amen. We definitely appreciate that. Definitely appreciate that. Everybody liked the wonderful statues that you gave us. We really appreciate it. Haven't got around to taking pictures yet, but I'm sure I'll get to that and get it posted up so y'all can see the smiles on the faces.
Who got the girl? Your baby girl just had the birthday?
Man, they share a room, brother. It's both of theirs.
Okay.
Otherwise, it'll
okay. I thought they were little ballers and had their own rooms.
Nah, they ain't got nothing to do with it. They got their spot, you know what I mean? And they don't even sleep in their room. They sleep with me. So they room, just
that.
That's where they... So it's all good. We working on that, though. But, you know, I don't turn down kettle time when they ask for it.
Me and Auntie are packing up all our stuff, about to make our move to Riverside tomorrow. So, you know, keep us in your blessings and your prayers for travel and grace. We just packed up everything in the house today.
For sure. Well, you know, God has got you every step of the way, and you know what I'm saying? It gets greater later.
And then keep us in your prayer because your auntie and your uncle is doing the thing tomorrow legal. We about to tie the knot, jump over the broom.
Glory to God on that one, brother. You ain't nothing like it. Ain't nothing like it. Salute to that. Make it official.
Hey, hold on. Here's your auntie.
Oh. Hey, what's going on?
Hey, auntie, how are you?
Dead tired.
You say what?
Dead tired.
What did you need?
Just moving all this last bit of stuff out now.
That's right. Well, we know y'all going to get it all together. I definitely appreciate y'all spending every Sunday, you know, with the Men of Faith in Action. You guys are faithful listeners, and there's listeners like you that, you know, keep us checking in every Sunday. You know, we got people that, you know, that look forward to this. So no matter what's going on, you know, we always make a way to, you know, deliver Mafia on time, every time.
Amen. All right, here's your uncle back.
That's right. We got KJ and mine. Yes, sir. We are going to kick back. Like I said, my voice is under a little.
Take some of them other calls so we don't bump that line.
We gonna get it, brother. Y'all stay tuned in. I'm gonna definitely bring some more good music to the situation, and I am gonna do just as my uncle suggested and move it down to this 909 that just chimed in. 909-954. You're on the line with the Men of Faith in Action.
Yo, what up, Justified man? Cocaine is doing them. Just checking in. Just wanted to say what's up to y'all today, man.
That's right. How are you doing today, brother? Happy Mother's Day to your lovely wife.
Oh yeah, man. I'm chilling, man. Just, you know, sent her to brunch with her friends, and I'm over here cleaning up so she can walk into a nice, fresh house, you know what I'm saying? I just want to say a special shout-out to all the mothers and a special shout-out to my mother, Janice Davis. It's my second year not having up a Mother's Day, so it's a little rougher than it was. I mean, it ain't as rough as it was last year, but still would be nice to call moms and, you know, say happy Mother's Day in person.
Hey, and you do know I know what you're talking about, brother. I was sharing on Facebook. I got up early this morning to go get my mother-in-law a card, and it was difficult, bro. Like, I just, you know, in the middle of the store, like, you know, it was early, so there wasn't too many people around. But, man, it kind of did me a certain type of way. But, you know, I always, you know, gravitate back to God and, you know, that strength. And, but, you know, I know what you're going through, brother. I got it double, you know what I'm saying? I got my wife and my mama gone. It's my second Mother's Day without my mom, my first without my wife. And, you know, but God is good through it all. So we continue to praise no matter what.
Trust me, I know, man. I know how you feel. And, you know, shout out to Mrs. Smith, man, a real mother, you know. That's what we need. We need more mothers, man, not just girls having babies. We need mothers who are for real about taking care of and raising their children and giving a positive image and showing what a lady is supposed to be like. So I really did respect and love your wife for that.
Amen to that. Amen to that, brother. Man, while you mention that, I think I'm going to scroll down here and give the mother the dose of this real ladies. What you think about that, Dunamis? You think I should do that?
Oh, yeah, man. Bump that. Bump that. Well, they need that. I need to hear that.
Amen to that. Well, what we're going to do is we're going to go into some Mrs. Smith, a.k.a. Just a Lady, with her song. Matter of fact, I'm going to do a back-to-back Mrs. Smith because she really, you know, represented, you know, what a woman was from this mic and gave a good role model for these young ladies to look up to. So we're going to go into a Mrs. Smith back-to-back with Real Ladies, followed up by Just a Lady. Y'all stay tuned to Mafia Radio.
Don't hate, don't get your lady. I signed a check that paid me. This game is strange.
T, Mrs. Smith. That was my wife, Just a Lady, with a back-to-back with Real Ladies and Just a Lady. And I think it's so important that, you know, we get more women that have a voice on this mic to try to put out those messages that'll, you know, point our young ladies in the right direction. Well, it's a surprise to you, but it's not to me. But today we are going to have a shortened version of Mafia Radio. We'll be bringing it to a close in the next 9 minutes. So if you are online and you want to say something, you could call in at 646-200-4945. But like I said, I just wanted to let the music lead the way today. So we're going to go out with this Tupac, Dear Mama. That's like got to be one of the greatest, you know, tributes to mothers all over the world. So we're going to end today's show with a little bit of Tupac with Dear Mama. We appreciate everybody that tuned in. We hope that you will join us again next week, same time, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time until 4 p.m. Today we're going to end at 3 p.m. just because we can do that and God gives me the green light to do so we can handle some business that we got going on behind the scenes. But again, thank you all for tuning in. We're going to take y'all out of here with this classic by Tupac, Dear Mama.
You all appreciate it. When I was young, me and my mama had beef. 17 years old, kicked out on the street. Though back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, scared to go home. I was a fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. Said tears with my baby sister. Over the years, we was poor than other little kids. And even though we had different daddies, the same drama when things went wrong, we blamed mama. I reminisce on the stress I caused. It was hell, hugging on my mama from a jail cell. And who thinking elementary? Hey, I see the penitentiary one day. Running from the police, that's right. Mama catch me, put a whoop into my backside. And even as a crack fiend, mama, you always was a black queen, mama. I finally understand, for a woman it ain't easy trying to raise a man. You always was committed, a poor single mother on welfare. Tell me how you did it, there's no way I can pay you back. But the plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. Dear mama, you all appreciate it. Nobody tell us it was fair. No love for my daddy cause the coward wasn't there. He passed away and I didn't cry, cause my anger wouldn't let me feel for a stranger. They say I'm wrong and I'm heartless, but all along I was looking for a father, he was gone. I hung around with the thugs, and even though they sold drugs, they showed a young brother love. I moved out and started really hanging. I needed money of my own, so I started slanging. I ain't guilty cause even though I sell rocks, it feels good putting money in your mailbox. I love paying rent when the rent's due. I hope you got the diamond necklace that I sent to you. Cause when I was low, you was there for me. You never left me alone because you cared for me. And I could see you coming home after work late. You're in the kitchen trying to fix us a hot plate. Just working with the scraps you was giving. And mama made miracles every Thanksgiving. But now the road got rough, you're alone. You're trying to raise two bad kids on your own. And there's no way I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. And dear mama, you all appreciate it. Pour out some liquor and I reminisce. Cause through the drama I can always depend on my mama. And when it seems that I'm hopeless, you say the words that can get me back in focus. When I was sick as a little kid, to keep me happy there's no limit to the things you did. And all my childhood memories are full of all the sweet things you did for me.
And even though I act crazy, I gotta thank the Lord that you made me. There are no words that can express how I feel. You never kept a secret, always stayed real. And I appreciate how you raised me and all the extra love that you gave me. I wish I could take the pain away. If you can make it through the night, there's a brighter day. Everything will be alright if you hold on. It's a struggle every day, gotta roll on. And there's no way I can pay you back, but my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you,
dear mama.
Requests come in over the lines, over the internet, and I want to bang you out with this real quick. Indescribable. Y'all have a blessed one.
From the highest of highs to the depths of the sea, creation's revealing your majesty. From the colors of fall to the fragrance of spring, every creature unique in the song that it sings, all exclaiming, indescribable, uncontainable, you place the stars in the sky and you know them by name. You are amazing, God. All powerful, untamable, awestruck we fall to our knees as we humbly proclaim. You are amazing, God. We'll see the lightning bolts and tell them where they should go. Or see heavenly storehouses laden with snow. Who imagined the sun and gives torch to its light? Yet confuse it to bring us the fullness of night. None can fathom, indescribable,
uncontainable. You place the stars in the sky and you know them by name.
You are amazing.
You are amazing, God.
Oh, powerful.
Untamable.
Untamable.
Awesome, we fall to our knees and
see the depth of our heart, and you love us the same. You are amazing, God. You are amazing, God. You are amazing, God. There's no one like you nowhere. You are amazing, God. You're so sweet to us. You're so loyal. You're so faithful. You should have given up on us, but you still love us, oh God. You are amazing, God. You've seen us messed up over and over again. Each and every individual, we've turned our backs to you. But you still loved us the same. As if we were only born again. You loved us while we were in our mess and while we turned our back to you. That's why you are amazing, Dio. You're worthy, oh God. You are the Lion of Judah. You are the Alpha and Omega. Beginning and the end. You are amazing. You're so good. The human mind could not think of words to express how good you are, how big you are. You are amazing, God. I'm going to sing it one more time. Incomparable, unchangeable, you see the depth of our heart, and you love us the same. You are amazing, God. Come on, put your hands together if you love them. If you love him, if you love him, I want to introduce to you BRL.
Yes, that was a request that came through the Facebook from a good friend of Mafia. That was Kiara Sher with Indescribable. I'm going to go back to these call lines. I know we said we was going to end the show, but I felt something different, and we're going to move forward a little bit in this. We're going to go to this 909-463. You're on the line with Men of Faith in Action.
Hey, good afternoon. Oh, happy Mother's Day to every mother listening. And God, I love that song. It's just so anointed. Just reminds me of, number one, of the love that God has, you know what I mean, for us. And the love that, you know, my mother has for me, you know, as a young lady. I'm sitting here, and I'm a mother myself of a daughter, and she's strayed a little bit and not living the way I think she should. And, you know, it just brought me back to when, you know, what I must have put my mama through.
Amen, amen. How was your Mother's Day going today?
Oh, it's good. We celebrated at Gospel Vision Christian Center in Rancho Cucamonga. My mom and my daughter-in-law, my grandson and my sons. My daughter and my granddaughter were supposed to come, but they didn't make it. But other than that, it's a beautiful day. I'm blessed. You know, blessed to be here, blessed to have a mother to hug on, and I'm very grateful. You know, very grateful that my mother is still here. I have so many people in my life I know that have recently lost, you know, loved ones, yourself and some of my close friends. And this is the first Mother's Day for a couple of people I know, you know, and it's just, you know, you come to a point in your life where you kind of start looking around and paying closer attention to what's going on, and just seeing the impact, you know, that mothers make, you know, not only on their kids, but on other kids, you know what I'm saying, on just society as a whole, you know, and it's just, you know, when you see a good mama, you know, that's sacrificing and dedicated to her kids, you know, it's just an awesome, awesome thing. It's a gift from God, you know, and like I said, I'm just grateful to have my mom and be able to hug her neck, kiss her, and tell her I love her when so many people can't.
Right, right. It all becomes a part of, excuse me, counting blessings. But just one thing that, you know, came into mind, you know, as you speak, and like I said, I was going to end the show, wanted to, you know, something moved me to continue in the show. Recently, I mean, really all I, you know, I do with this entertainment, I'm in a lot of clubs and I'm out, you know, quite a bit. And one thing that's really been, like, troubling is the behavior of our, not our young men as well, but our young women are so turned out right now. You know, the girl-on-girl in the club, I mean, it's just, it's like, you know, maybe back in the day, you feel me, when I was out there doing my thing, that would have been, like, the business, you feel me? But it, at this point in my walk, it's like, when I see it, it's just disgusting. You know, as a, you know, respectful woman that I know you to be, what is it that we need to do to reach these young women, to get them back, you know, on track to, because I say that because we're celebrating Mother's Day, and a lot of these young girls that I see with this, you know, behavior are mothers, and you see the videos posted on YouTube and Worldstar, you know, you got them twerking and shaking and popping with their babies right there in the room, like,
right.
Like, what is it that, how can we reach them? Like, and I felt like, you know, about my wife's mission with the music that she put out, because music has a power, you know, it speaks to you. And that's what, you know, we were aiming to do, not only through me individually as defined and her as just a lady, but as Mr. and Mrs. Smith, we wanted to, you know, impart that quality of marriage, that family life. Like, we would throw, you know, events for 4th of July and Memorial Day and different events at the parks and just, like, invite people to come out with their family. That's, like, even with yesterday's event, you know, the things that we do is, like, how long is it going to take? Or what is it that we need to do to get us all together to, like, we can say we want to save the kids, but it starts with saving their parents. You know what I mean?
Right. It does, and, you know, for me, you know, I don't have the answers. I think that, you know, all I can do is speak from my own experience, and, you know, my kids have just suffered so much from seeing what their parents went through, and, you know, I have one daughter, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, she needed what she needs. What I feel they need, number one, is to know that we love them, you know, the way that God loves us. You know what I'm saying? To the point where no matter what you experience, no matter where you go, no matter what you do, I'm still your mom. You know what I mean? I'm going to love you, and I got you. You know what I mean? And they need that from their dads. You know, you can read any psychology book, talk to any expert, and pretty much, you know, it's the fathers play a great role in their daughters' lives, you know what I mean? And, you know, with the way that society is, you know, there's not a lot of two-parent households, you know what I mean? And there's not a lot of, and if there are two-parent households, they're not necessarily living according to God's word or living morally right, you know what I mean? Just because you see two parents in the house, you know, yeah, that's good, but you never know what's going on behind closed doors. So we have a kind of like a double jeopardy of, you know, how do we impact our kids when the family's not right? You know, and ultimately we're paying, you know what I mean, we're paying the price. We're paying the price for misconduct in homes, and we're paying the price for, you know, fathers that step out and mothers that, you know what I mean, that don't do what they're supposed to do, you know, the impact that drugs and alcoholism has on families, you know what I'm saying? And now it's, I think it's kind of always been there, but now it's so outward with the social media, you know, and it's a fad for these young people to participate in homosexuality, you know what I'm saying? It's accepted, it's cool, it's cute, they think, you know, not realizing the impact that it has on them in the long run, you know what I mean, not realizing that this is real life, you know. It's a lie of the devil to think that, oh, I got time, I can do this now, you know what I mean, and I'll get right later. You know, you may not have later. You may not have tomorrow, you know. And these young girls, I just look around, and they're crying for attention. You know what I mean? They want someone to love them, so they do the wrong thing. They get naked in front of the camera and think that the people behind, you know, watch them love them. You know, that we all know that's not, you know, not going to happen. But they really feel, you know what I mean, that, you know, stripping, you know what I'm saying, dancing in lewd manners and carrying on, and, you know, sex doesn't have any importance to people nowadays. It's, oh, it's just sex. No, it's not just sex. You know what I mean? So, you know, it's like it's slowly been coming, but how do we fix it? I don't know. You know, the only answer is to live according to God's word, you know, with a man as the head of the household, you know what I'm saying, raising his family, there with his family, grinding. And, you know, loving and teaching them and guiding them in God's word. That's the only answer that I see, you know, but it's just really hard. You know, so many families are separated and torn apart. You know, as women, we need to, number one, allow men to be a part of their children's lives. You know, families that aren't together, relationships with kids should never be based on money. You know what I mean? You know, we just need to, you know, pull together. If we have kids with somebody, you know, let them be a, you know, let them be a parent. You know what I'm saying? Be active in your kids' lives every day. You know what they're doing, where they're going, and what's going on. You know, we've got so many young people, you know, that, you know, I was one of them. I had children young, you know what I'm saying? And unfortunately, some young people, you know, have children and do very well. Some have children and don't do very well. You know, they want to still live their young life, which, you know, is pretty impossible when you got kids. So it's just, you know, we have to pray and start to come together as a community. And like you were saying, those types of events, setting examples, you know, showing people what a family is, because I think we kind of forgot.
Man, say that, because, like I said, definitely being in this industry, you know, that I'm in, and I know you, you know, partaking it with your catering and the different things that you do, is just we see so much, and we have a tendency, you know, with a lot of cats, you know, that I talk to, or, you know, I'll invite them out, and these are, you know, men and women, like, you know, certified, and we'll say we're going there, like, ah, man, we ain't gonna go, you know, them youngsters, they be acting out, woo. And I think that is a part of the problem, because the way I see it is, we see them doing wrong, we have to show them better. And it, you know, when you walk in a room of elders, the behavior shifts.
Right.
So, you know what I mean? But nowadays, it's so far out there, these kids don't respect nobody. But I think that if, you know, us that get it, those of us that understand and experience both sides of the fence, to come out and be that example. When a lot of artists, you know, after shows, you know, they might not say it publicly or in front of a bunch of people, but they would get at me after shows or whenever and be like, man, like, I like how you and your wife roll. Like, I want that for myself one day. You know what I mean? And but they're not seeing enough of it. Like,
well, you know, pretty much, even like in entertainment, it used to be the thing. They didn't want artists or celebrities to even say that they were married. You know what I mean? At a certain point, it was like, hide your wife. You know what I mean? Because the public wants you single and sexy and grinding. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, given a misinterpretation, they wanted you to even misinterpretate who you really are to be accepted, you know what I mean, and to sell them records. So it's almost like, well, hey, you know, what's going on? And I believe, you know, some people think society, music influences society. I think it's both. I think as society influences music just as much as music influences society, it's a back and forth.
Right,
know?
Because we really only, you know, speak on what we see. And, you know, the industry tapped into that, you know, and said, okay, well, we know y'all seeing this, but if y'all say this, and these are the records that we're going to put out, these are the songs that we're going to give deals to, then it increases the exposure of it, if that makes sense. What I'm saying is that they find these artists who are telling their stories, or is putting out there what it is that they see. So the ones that the decision makers that we're going to sign this and we're going to mass promote this and we're going to make this a number one record, it's the selection that they're picking to do that with. When they hear artists like Justified, or they, you know, hear artists like my boys Two-Face or Dunamis or cast that's out there putting the word out there, or that's out there really, you know, putting something positive out there, they don't want to sign them. Why? Because they don't want that message out. So it's like we battle against powers and principalities. And those powers are record label executives, you know what I mean? Distribution companies, they pick what they want to push. And the majority of it is bull. Partner of my Spotty Load, we honored him at the West Reunion on May 2nd. And he and I had a conversation, you know, outside. And he was like, man, I see what you're trying to do, man. I see what you're trying to do. He was like, but don't you know, like, who you going up against, homie? You can't come into this industry and fight money with no money. And I felt that, but I disagreed to an extent because I know that greater is he that's in me than he's in the world. And if the devil got finances, so does God. More of it. Cause
well,
God
got all
the
finances. You feel me? It's a sad state that we're in for our young people. And, you know, we need to step up. And like you said, separating ourselves from them is not the answer. You know what I mean? A lot of them are, you know, they're crying out for some positive attention. Some of them just want a hand or want somebody to talk to and just don't have it.
Exactly.
So
somebody to care enough to say something. And Dave was here yesterday, MC8's manager, and we were talking about it. Like, these are the conversations that I have with people. Like, we're not talking about the Lakers and the Clippers and the distraction. We talk about, man, how can we do this? And he was saying, man, we can't get them all at once. We can't get them together. He's like, we have to reach them one at a time, starting with our own children and grooming our children to when they go out into the world, to when they go to school, that they take that greater as him that's in them. You know what I mean? That they can talk to their friends. Because, God, I remember when I used to go to, you know, Sunday school, Sabbath school, like, it would give you that feeling like you would want to invite your friends to it. Like, hey, man, they having an ice cream thing at the church. Man, y'all should come. They encouraged us to do that. You know what I mean? And it's like now there's really no outreach. Like, the big churches ain't doing big things. They doing big numbers, but they not doing big things in the community. You know what I mean? Like, the game is twisted. But the word promised us that, that Satan would have his way. Excuse me, he's wanting this. But it's a time that we come back and we take it by force, and that's right now. Like, we're in that time where God has given us the green light to take it back. But if we don't accept that accountability and that assignment, you know what I mean, God gonna win regardless. Whether he down, she down, they down, it don't matter. The job is gonna get done, but we can do it a whole lot faster and more effectively if we just come together and match, because the devil going hard. He got it all. He got TV, he got radio, he got the movie screen, he got books. I mean, he's using every, you know, every tool known to man to push his agenda. But God can do it and do it. We just got to ride with it, you know?
Yeah, and, you know, as women, like I said, I think that we need to pull together more and start giving each other more godly advice, you know, that now, don't get me wrong, if for some reason your child does not have their, I'm talking to females, your child does not have their father in their life because of death, or that father, you know, has abused or molested, no, we don't, you know, we don't want them in that influence on our kids. But if your child has a father that wants to be in their life, you have to allow that, no matter, you know what I mean, if y'all can't get along, if he's got a new woman, whatever. We have to stop interfering, you know what I mean, and having this attitude of I can do it by myself, because you know what? I can do it with God, but there's a better plan that God created, you know what I'm saying, that if we go by, it would make things so much easier, you know, and we just as women need to work with our children's fathers more, you know, and allow them to be an influence in their lives and take our personal feelings out of it. You know what I mean? Our hurt and our pain and our heartbreak, we have to keep that within ourselves, you know what I'm saying, and let God deal with that. But I see a lot of people keeping women, I mean, you know, women keeping children from fathers that want to love on them and be there for them, you know. And I think that, number one, we need to change. And then we need a lot of fathers also to step up and be a godly father. You know what I mean? You know, don't let a woman take your kids from you. You feel me? Be there for them. You know, exert yourself. You know, stand up and take your fatherly right, your God-given right as a father, and you know, pursue that and do that, and don't let nothing come between you and your kids. You know, we need that. You know, it's important.
We got to have it. We got to have it. Like I said, we're moving forward in this show, letting the spirit have its way. I do want to do a little bit of music. I don't know if you want to hold the line, but the spirit moves me to play this song by Justified called Family. And like I said, I go to music because sometimes it says what I'm trying to say better than I can say it. But family is very important, so we're going to ride out with this Justified Family. We'll be right back on Mafia Radio.
When I wake up in the morning, I thank God for my life. I say a prayer for my kids, asking to bless me and my wife. So many times I took for granted all the gifts that I had. Good role models in my life, I thank God for my dad. My mother loved me despite my attitude and how I would act. No matter what happens in my life, I know they got my back. Whether it's prayer or words of advice, I thank them for caring. You get blessed when you take your blessings and share them. So many people hit the top and forget how it started. I give thanks to those who made me, those here and departed. My granddaddy Jack, an honest man, he knew the world. My granny Bernice was a piece of work, rare as a pearl. My grandparents out in Florida, they love me to death. My grandfather's passed away, and I'm part of what's left. My daddy's mom, the only one living, we talk all the time. It's a trip, cause this year, she'll be 89.
Have you ever noticed the one that holds you closest? Never changes again, never remains the same. I'm thinking about my family.
Family was always together. Families move apart, but memories last forever. Remember all the holidays that we shared in the past. And a lot of moments made us cry, and the other ones we laugh. I miss the times we used to share. Family reunion, now we barely call each other to see how you doing. Me and my older cousin Mel, the only one to live close. Think if we all put it together, we'd be doing the most. How many houses could we have owned and put them for sale? All our kids working hard and not stuck in a cell. I wonder if we would have stuck together, where would we be? Probably somewhere better off, enjoying our cheese. No regrets about my life, I wouldn't change it at all. I just cherish my yesterdays and pray for tomorrow. God, I know you're listening, and I got one more plea. I pray you guide my family and continue blessing me.
Have you ever noticed the one that holds you closest?
And I see things clear. Never could make it on my own. I need my loved ones near. I need my wife by my side through all of the struggles. I need my brothers and my cousins to hook up and hustle. I need my aunties and my uncles to share their mistakes, show us how to survive and purchase real estate. I need my mama and my daddy to just do what they done. I need my kids to have fun and enjoy being young. I need three of my grandparents to rest in peace. I need my one granny that's living. I need my nephews and niece. I need everyone that hear this song to value they fam. Try to get it together and come up with a plan. I need to do better myself and change my ways. I need to continue thanking God and give him the praise. As I reflect on growing up and thinking about fam, I want y'all to know my family. They made me who I am.
Have you ever noticed the one that holds you closest? Never changes again, never remains the same. I'm thinking about my family. Did you ever
But they say I can't smoke and give God his praise. But I feel so peaceful every time I blaze. So many other things I could be doing today. The streets are vicious, the system they trying to get us. Like black folks are supposed to forget how they did us. Harriet Tubman risked her life and hit us. Waiting in the swamp until the midnight train came to get us. And now we are today, not too far away from where we stood just yesterday. It's best to pray, trying to throw my stress away. I need a vest, that's what 50 say.
Love me, this I know, cause the good book tell me so. If I didn't know, I'd be blind going down this road. So tired to the young lost soul, but he loved me so. I'm so glad cause now I know, though I fall, somehow I grow. And now I know, no matter wherever I go, I got him right here with me and my soul. Jesus loved me, this I know, cause the good book tell me so. If I didn't know, I'd be blind going down this road. So tired to the young lost soul, but he loved me so. So glad because now I know, though I fall, somehow I grow. And now I know, no matter wherever I go, I got him right here with me and my soul.
I look back at my past and smile. Little youngster in the hood acting bad and wild. On the block with my homies smoking black and mild. Didn't slow down until 99 when I had my child. 21 still asking questions. So wrong but God still passing blessings. My confession. 16 a young runaway. Couldn't do what mama say. Wanted to be grown. Didn't obey. Now the street got me trapped in the bay. Little money in my pocket but nowhere to stay. What can I say? Glad daddy taught me to pray. He said whenever I feel lost, God will show me the way. And I still live by that today. I communicate so that you can comprehend the words I say. How can I spread the truth without keeping it real? I'm a sinner, but guess what? He loved me still.
Jesus loved me, this I know, cause the good book tell me so. If I didn't know, I'd be blind going down this road. So tired to the young lost soul, but he loved me so. I'm so glad cause now I know, though I fall, somehow I grow. And now I know, no matter wherever I go, I got him right here with me and my soul. Love me, this I know, cause the good book tell me so. If I didn't know, I'd be blind going down this road. So tired to the young lost soul, but he loved me so. So glad because now I know, though I fall, somehow I grow. And now I know, no matter wherever I go, I got him right here with me and my soul.
Sometimes I wonder if I hadn't went where I've been, would I still be blind to my sin? Would I still be in the street and doing time in the pen? Would I grind as hard as I do, trying to get these discs off of 10? Would I still be trying to front and pretend? From the nightclub to the front pew on the weekend. Tell me, is there something you've been thinking? Does God still love me, though I be smoking and drinking? I feel like I'm in the ocean and sinking. I know God love me when I'm broken and stinking. Trust me, whether you feel me or not, I gotta stop and thank God for everything that I got. And as I strive towards my spot at the top, when I rise, better believe I'll be the same old Scott. You can't love me or leave me, just please believe me. I'm here to help the youth cause I know they need me. I bet they understand the words that I spit. I did my job if only one of them choose to repent.
Jesus loved me, this I know, cause the good book tells me so. If I didn't know, I'd be blind going down this road. So tired to the young lost soul, but he loved me so. I'm so glad cause now I know, though I fall, somehow I grow. And now I know, no matter wherever I go, I got him right here with me and my soul. Jesus loved me, this I know, cause the good book tells me so. If I didn't know, I'd be blind going down this road. So tired to the young lost soul, but he loved me so. So glad because now I know, though I fall, somehow I grow. And now I know, no matter wherever I go, I got him right here with me and my soul.
Yes, said. That was that Justify right there with Jesus Loves Me. I want to thank everybody that's tuning in to the Men of Faith and Action radio show. If you are online and you want to call in and have some feedback on the discussion, the number is 646-200-4945. And if you are listening from your telephone, I do see you in the queue. If you want to join the conversation, please do press that one button and we will bring you on. Allow God to use you and say what it is that's on your heart. Go back to Papa's Angel, you know what I'm saying, Raina in the building, holding it down for the women of faith. You still with us?
I am.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm just trying to, you know what I'm saying, do what God's telling me to do, you know what I'm saying, carry this show out strong, keep the lines open, and, you know, there's somebody out there that's, that needs to hear, you know, what's being said. You know, and even if they're not listening live, you can go to justifiedmusic.net and hear the replay of the shows. And we're also on 98.2 The Beat every Sunday from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. immediately after the live show. They run a replay of a previous recording. So, you know, we out there trying to do it real big. Soul Central Magazine has us playing on a few stations out there in the U.K. on a replay. So God is definitely using this Mafia format. And it has a purpose. It's just a platform for all those warriors and soldiers to mount up, you know, because trust me, the devil staff, they meet every day, and they carry and they plan out, and they're doing a excellent job at it. So if we want to, you know, we're guaranteed the victory, but we got to still do what we got to do to get that victory. That should be, you know, the no fear factor that we already know we won, but we can't win if we don't get on the court. And God is waiting for us to get on the court and make some plays. So I salute you, Ms. Raina, for supporting the Men of Faith in Action and being a woman of faith in action and, you know, letting your voice be used.
Well, thank you, always. You know, it, life, you know what I mean? Life brings you, you know, around to where you start realizing that there's more important things than the club and, you know what I'm saying, what I'm wearing, what I'm going to do. You know, especially when you're a mom, you know, we got little lives in our hands, you know, the things we do, the way we live, you know, it's affecting our kids, you know, and it's just, it's an awesome task that, you know, God has given us, and, you know, we can do it with his help, you know, sometimes I know as a mother, I'm overwhelmed, you know, there's times I don't know what to do or what to say to my kids, or, you know, I feel frustrated, you know, on this Mother's Day. What I've learned to do to help me get by is, number one, to pray and to trust in God, and also finally to begin to spend time on myself. You know, I grew up watching my mother. She was a sacrificer, still is. She sacrifices for everyone around her to a point where she doesn't take care of herself. And I picked up on that, and in my young marriage, that's what I did. I took care of everybody else. I thought, you know, if my man's happy and my kids are happy, I'm going to be happy. And that's not true. You know, as women, you know, we need to recoup. We need some time away from our kids sometimes. We need to get, you know, our nails done. If we can't afford to get our nails done, we need to get a quiet time and do them ourselves. You know, we need that unwind time. We need to take a walk. You know, we need to have girlfriends. We need to have coffee. We need to go out to lunch. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, my heart goes out to women who maybe don't have that, you know what I mean, or the ability to do that and are feeling overwhelmed. You know, number one, don't get it twisted. Like I said, if you are worn down, tired, and exhausted, you can't do for anybody else. You know what I mean? You have to be a whole woman. By that I mean well-rested, you know, happy, have a little joy in your life, a little relaxation, so that when something does come up, when an emergency happens, you know, when your kids need you, along with the everyday stuff that you got to do day to day, you know, you're at your best and you're able to respond. So my advice to any young lady out there that's in a new relationship or a new mommy, you know, love your man and love your kids. You know what I mean? Take care of home, but take care of you too. You know, find a way to get some me time, you know, because, giving all of you away doesn't leave anything, you know, there's nothing left. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, God will energize you if you spend some time with him too. You know, pray, talk to him, meditate, you know what I mean? Read books, read your Bible. There was a time I didn't, you know, I was away and I didn't have any friends. I used to watch Christian TV all the time. You know what I mean? I needed just something for me, you know. So on this Mother's Day, my prayer is that, you know, mothers get a little bit of me time sometime this week to just kind of recoup and get your thoughts and your mind together.
Definitely some good advice, from a good woman of God that's pressing the line. And I can, you know, I know it's not Father's Day yet, but being a man, I can say that, you know, that same advice applies. Mm-hmm. You know, men, you know, have to stay, it's different strokes, different folks, but for those that are on that walk, for those that have, you know, established that faith in God, you know, you got to do what he say do, despite opposition, you know what I mean? And for those that don't have God, they need to get some God. They need to, you know, have some prayer time. And men need other men as well. And really that's how Mafia started about two years ago, maybe less. But I wanted it to be a men's meeting, you know, for us to get together and talk, like, how you handle this. Like, sometimes it's good to know I ain't the only one. Like, you don't feel so retarded when you know it's another person that's experiencing the same thing that you're experiencing. So when you girls, women get in your huddle and talk about how crazy your baby daddy is and this and that, like, girl, mine too. You know what I'm saying? Like, us men, you know, it's good for us to come together in fellowship like that. And so, like you said, my father, one of his main pieces of advice, you know, to me and my brother and my sister, like to anybody that he would talk to, is he would say, to thine own self be true. Like, you got to take care of you too. Like, you can't be so busy taking care of someone else that you don't maintain your own, you know, your identity and who you are. So you can't lose who you are trying to be with someone else. So, you know, that's just a little insight based on what you said. And, I'm glad that,
right,
you know, we move forward, you know, in the show, and God talking to me, and I'm going to have to hit you and let you know what he told me. But I appreciate you sitting in and, you know, bringing that woman's point of view to the Mafia, that woman of faith and action.
Well, you're welcome. And another reminder is when you're in that relationship, allow your partner to have that time to themselves. You know what I mean? Don't be so insecure that you think a little, you know, your man or your woman have a little private time, you know what I'm saying, is going to interfere or take something away from you. You know what I mean? Build them up and give them that space, you know. And then when you get that space, do right with it so you can be trustworthy. You feel me? To earn it and to have it, you know, because in a partnership, you know, when it's going good, if you have that little time away from each other, it makes you miss each other all the more. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, hand in hand. If you're in a relationship, let your man have some time, him let you have some time, and then when you come together, your time together will be all the better.
Amen to that right there. And that, well spoken, because, you know, I was married, you know, going on 7 years, and it's a lot, like marriage will grow you up real fast because you'll figure it out. It's, you know, like playing house ain't the same. Like, that, you know, I be telling the little homies like that, man, like, if you gonna do it, man, do it right, because it's a different feeling, a different level of commitment that comes when you really honor God. Like, I'll say in my marriage, and I'll tell my wife, like, man, like, more than loving you, I love God, so that's why I have to do right, because, you know what I mean? I might be able to pull the wool over your eyes for a minute, but God's seeing all. So, I mean, really the key to making it through anything in life is a connection to God. If you're not connected to the source, you'll never, you know, really understand life. And even when you're connected, you don't understand some things, but it's not to be understood, just accept it. So, like they say, got milk, I ask, got God, because that'll change everything. That's the most healthy diet you can have, is to get some good God in you.
Right. I agree. I'm telling you, there's some things, you know, unfortunately, I've had to learn by going to God sometimes as a last resort. You know what I mean? Doing things myself, trying to figure things out and doing what I thought I could do in the flesh, and then it don't work out and things fall apart, and then I'm on my knees praying. And, you know, at this point now I'm getting to the point where, you know, I take it to God first. You know, I rely on him first. You know what I mean? I think about him first. So when you start getting that, let me tell you, it takes a toll off of your mind. It's like a weight is lifted, you know, because you realize that I can do nothing without him, you know. And he wants to do it for me. He's there, you know what I mean? Let him do it for you. Let him love you. Let him get show you that abundant life. Let him bless you. But you got to let him. He's a gentleman. He won't come in and invade your life and make you do anything. You know, it's a choice. You know, so, you know, when you start to let him, you know, let him in your marriage, let him in your life. You know what I mean? Let him help you raise your kids. You'll be all the better for it.
Right. And also, like, we just all over the place, but that's how, you know, that was for you, that was for them. And then, you know, we just drop a little jewels out there, and I truly believe that, you know, it's all, you know, always led, you know, by spirit. Because God will tell you to, he'll just put something on your mind, and the thing is, we got to be able to say it. And sometimes it takes a lot of courage to say it because nobody wants to be the confrontational one. Nobody, oh, just let them die. I ain't going to say nothing. They're going to get mad. But sometimes truth, you know, it hurts at times, but it also frees you. So we just got to be, you know, more willing and accountable to the truth, because there's a lot of people that know the truth and hide it and won't share it. They're selfish with the truth. But it does them no good, because our assignment is to share the truth. So it's a lot of folks that's holding on to the truth, believing that the kingdom is theirs when it's not, because that kingdom comes with an assignment, and you have to fulfill your assignment, you know, to gain access to that. I believe that, you know, God has something for everybody to do. And the same thing that he wants you to do for his army, the devil wants you to do it for his army. So if you sing good, the devil wants you to sing about your booty and your butt and all this other stuff, and then God wants you to use it for praise. You know what I mean? If you're an artist and you draw, you know, the devil wants you to put out demonic images. He wants you to make monsters and aliens and ghouls, and, you know, God will use it. You'll paint some beautiful sunsets and some, you know, things from him. So whatever your gift is, you got two forces that want to use it. And I suggest that you bow down to the ultimate, and that's God, and the one and only God, Jesus Christ. You know what I'm saying? That takes us to God. He's the access to God. So, you know, we all have our choices to make, and that's the cool thing about God, is that he lets you choose. He don't master you and he don't whip you into nothing. You feel me? So get God. That's the theme for the day. Get God.
I like that. I got to put that on some shirts.
We're going to do that. But, yeah, I definitely enjoy having you chime in and bring your input, you know, to the mafia today. Like I said, I see some callers in the queue that haven't raised their hand, and that's fine. But something's telling me that you got something that you want to say, and you don't know how to say it, but all you got to do is say that little quick prayer, like, use me. And push that one button, and we'll bring you in. We got about 14 minutes left in the show. I'm going to go to some more music, and I'm trying to talk to y'all today. That's why I'm playing some Justified, just because God gave me something to say, and I'm going to say it. So this is a little more Justified on Mafia, the message.
I've been through so much. All I need is a change. Prepare myself for brighter days and say goodbye to the pain. And in the midst of all this rain, still I praise his name. Cause I know nobody else could ever love me the same. No homies from the gang will get a life to spare me the strife. These broads in the street, they don't love me. Make my woman my wife. In God we trust and know we fuss and still all about us. Who don't go through problems at times, but we can't give up. Keep my faith in he that made me. Ain't no problems or no maybes. I know that God got me, even though the world's so crazy. And lately, I've been thinking about smoking weed and drinking my needs. He's been meeting my family, we've been eating. What else can I ask for? The passion, the mash mo. Just ask him, be sure to show. Don't pass him and lose your soul. Imagine if we just grow and shake the worry and stress him. Use my gift in this profession to bring the world the message.
Oh, this is my message. God is everything you need. I'm
stressing. Every day I'm on my knees asking him why, oh why. I wanna know why, yeah, yeah.
God, I know I made mistakes, yet you love me in stride. Focused on paper to make, I move through ego and pride. The newest ride and lots of jewelry don't make me a man, but sacrificing it all just to follow your plan. You got it all in your hands and it's mine to gain. Keep my faith in God and stay deep in the game. Prophecy in every verse I write, the Lord to control. Move the world with message music, attract the young and the old. Never thought that I would lead my people, show them the way. Tap into the highest source, reveal the power to pray. It's now or never, he's coming back any day. Never lack but see plenty. All we gotta do is do as he say. It's so simple, then tell me why it seems so hard. Never said it would be easy, just stay focused on God. Never let up on your dream. Where there's a will, there's a way. Do the will of God, you'll be okay.
Hey, this is my message. God is everything you need. I'm so tired of stressing. Every day I'm on my knees asking him why, oh why, why do I feel this way inside, yeah, yeah.
Now I know my mission, I'll be a fool to abort. Left my lawyer alone and walk with God in the court. Though my destiny seems blurry, got the faith not to worry. I know my prayer's been heard, God gon' show up in a hurry. He got a plan for me to lead, I gotta step into position. Gotta get the world's attention, I got that flow to make them listen. Not a fantasy, we're not here by mistake. It's a purpose for our being, what we're seeing is fake. All the bling and all the money, it's not what it is. It's the trap to get you caught up, and that's what it did. Put my mind on worldly acceptance, lost the track of the truth. I disappointed my people, didn't lift up the youth. Now I know better, in fact, this is my love letter to the world. When it's cold, it's like a warm sweater. So pick yourself up if you fall, I pray you never stay down. No, you're never alone, cause God will always be around. My message,
this is my message. God has everything you need. There's no need of stressing. Every day I'm on my knees lifting him high.
Standing here, thanking God for his grace. Yeah. It's hard sometimes. I don't deserve his love. I ain't do nothing to earn it. Show me unconditional, cause I didn't return it. It's messed up because the moment you learn it, you gotta hope that you wise enough to receive and discern it. Everybody smiling at me, don't mean me no good. Smiling faces tell lies, it ain't just in the hood. My whole life I've been misunderstood, and misunderstanding is quick to get you killed in the hood. Surprised I'm still standing, gotta be a higher source. If God's the groom, surprised he don't want a divorce. No prenup, he gave it to me up front. Blessed me with my talent, then I went and did what I want. I went astray, partied and played, but guess what? My moms and pops had already prayed. I don't care where you're from or how you behave, cause Jesus got the grace to save.
Jesus got that grace to save.
It don't matter what you went through, he always been there with you.
Jesus got that grace to save.
No matter what you did do, he's ready to forgive you.
Jesus got that grace to save.
It don't matter what you went through, he always been there with you.
Jesus got that grace to save.
No matter what you did do, he's ready to forgive you.
I don't deserve his love, yet you love me in stride. With all my bones in the closet, you look past my pride. I remember March of 98 when I almost died. When all my homies left me, you was right there by my side. You ain't never left me alone, you always shotgunning the ride. The only one that really know me and what goes on in my mind. You know the secrets I'm embarrassed to share. Sometimes it seems like you the only one that cares. No matter how I messed up, you always take me back and forgive. You should have left me a long time ago after stuff that I did. But it's not in your nature. You took a wretch like me and blessed me with favor. You gave me the gift of music, and while other brothers labor, I'm in the studio giving praises to my Savior. I try to forget the way I used to behave,
Cause Jesus got that grace to save.
Jesus got that grace to save.
It don't matter what you've been through, he always been there with you.
Jesus got that grace to save.
No matter what you did do, he's ready to forgive you.
Jesus got that grace to save.
It don't matter what you've been through, he always been there with you.
Jesus got that grace to save.
No matter what you did do, he's ready to forgive you. If it weren't for the blood of Jesus, I wouldn't stand a chance. In this evil world, devil wants me to dance. I used to two-step with him until the music stopped. I was moving right with him. Man, I was such a disgrace. I let my love for the money take over God's place. You know how it goes on that paper chase. You ain't thinking about God until you catch a case. Light sitting made this rider pump his brakes. Little quiet time to reflect on my mistakes. A whole lot of things that I gotta correct. I refuse to abuse God's love for the homies' respect. Man, them busters wasn't really my friends. Just a bunch of male groupies wanting to ride in the pen. If they was really down, they would have accepted my change and been glad I found that grace to save.
Jesus got that grace to save.
It don't matter what you've been through, he always been there with you.
Jesus got that grace to save.
No matter what you did do, he's ready to forgive you.
Jesus got that grace to save.
No matter what you've been through, he always been there with you.
Jesus got that grace to save.
No matter what you did do, he's ready to forgive you.
Faith, and that's for sure. Thank God for my blessings. Turned a boy to a man. I don't know where I'm headed, but I guess it's God's plan. So I learned to kick back and live on God's time. When I was troubled in this world, he was right on time, with justified in my past, and I thank God for that. This the road he chose for me. How you feel about that? I ain't taking it back. Tell the devil get lost. I've been with it for a minute, now your boy a young boss.
Ain't no other path for me, this is where I'm supposed to be. And I'm happy with the road I chose, it's the one that was meant for me. They keep thinking I'm gon' fall, but I'm gon' show them all. Be who I'm supposed to be, this the road God chose for me, yeah, yeah.
I had to take y'all on a little ride down Justified Lane, just to get some things off my chest. And I believe that God works through my music. I believe that God has, you know, called myself and my brother Cocaine and a bunch of other artists, you know, that are in positions of influence to carry this truth, you know, out to all those, you know, that are listening. So we thank you all for tuning in to Men of Faith in Action Radio with our special guest, Raina, holding it down with us. Big salute to you. And all those listening online, we appreciate you. Without, you know, you guys listening and spreading the word and being affected by what takes place here on Mafia Radio, we couldn't stand. So big salute to all of y'all. And like I said, I'm just grateful for those to tune in, for those to call. Each and every one of you is a blessing to us. So I'm going to leave it at that, and we're going to sign out. It's been another great day. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers that are out there. We salute you. Keep doing what you're doing, because the future of our children, you know, rests in your raising, along with those fathers that are out there supporting those mothers, and those that are not, you know, we'll have to answer for that one day. But I'm out. It's Justified. Prayers for my boy Cocaine, who couldn't be with us today, and we'll catch y'all next week. 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. Mafia Radio.